Alrighty, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by the Member of Parliament for Grand Prairie Mackenzie, Chris Workington. Well, early this week, the federal government got sort of back in session down in Ottawa, and we saw the throne speech from the federal government. I guess, first of all, Chris, why don't we get kind of your, reaction to what you saw there?
Well, obviously, I think it goes without saying that it was a disappointment to me. It was a disappointment, I think, to the vast majority of Canadians that were hoping that the Liberals might have learned a lesson from their failed attempt at trying to secure a majority government. What we saw was a regurgitation of everything that they had been doing prior to the election, just put into a speech and served up with the expectation that Canadians would see it as something new and novel. There was nothing to address the out-of-control spending, nothing to address the inflationary pressures that we're seeing causing cost of fuel, food, and all the necessities of life to skyrocket. We saw nothing to address the concerns of the vast majority of Canadians. It really was just a continuation of what the Liberals have been doing over the last number of years. There was a continued aggressive language opposing Canada's oil and gas industry at a time when we know that there's energy shortages around the world and where other oil-producing and energy-producing countries are really in a bonanza of finding new customers and good prices. Obviously, it's a time that I believe Canada should be stepping up, saying that we have the most ethical and environmentally sourced oil and gas in the world, and that we'd be able to fill the void. But of course, the government isn't responding and taking advantage of what I believe are once-in-a-generation opportunities. But really, they brought forward a plan that looks very similar to what they were engaged in before the election.
And you kind of touched on it a little bit there. Certainly, the inflation is certainly I've noticed. You know, gas prices, as you didn't mention, there have certainly gotten a little more expensive. And you know, that's how much of an impact is your things? You know, like inflation and those kinds of things. How much of that impact is it having on sort of everyday Canadians? Is you know, just making everything more expensive, as you mentioned there.
You know, I think that everyone's feeling the pinch these days. I think that people that were struggling before are now in crisis. Those who were just making ends meet are now moving into challenging days, and people that are the most vulnerable within our community, senior citizens and families that have struggled to pay the bills, really are at the front edge of moving into an affordability crisis, the inability to effectively pay for the essentials of life. And what's very concerning is the federal government is going to be, it is doing nothing about it. Obviously, we all know what causes inflation. That is when the government starts printing massive amounts of money, when they take out massive amounts of debt. And that's what they've done in the past. That's what they actually have signaled that that's what they're going to continue to do. So we know that this problem is going to be with us, and it's going to become worse over time. And so I believe the government needs to respond to these concerns. They need to respond to the escalating prices. Obviously, there's other things that the government could do, reducing taxes on the essentials of life, reducing things like the carbon tax and some of those more aggressive taxes that really have driven up the costs of home heating, of the essentials. We know that the carbon tax makes everything more expensive, including groceries, supplies, and all the things that we do need to do so that we can live in our homes and get to work. So I believe that there are things the government could do in the short term to reduce the costs of these essential goods, like cutting the carbon tax or removing the carbon tax altogether, but they didn't signal that they were willing to do any of that. What they're saying is there's going to be more of the same, and I fear that that's going to lead to an escalation and an increase in the problems that we're seeing with regards to inflation.
One thing I know that we've discussed before is, the concept around, sort of promoting more, Canadian energy and, especially from kind of our part of the country here. And
yes.
Do you think that, some of the words and actions that the Prime Minister and sort of the federal government have taken to that, what kind of a message do you think that has sort of kind of sent to that sector there?
Well, I think it's a distressing signal that the Prime Minister has made. Obviously, the Prime Minister went to COP 26 and made some declarations that I think were a direct attack on the Alberta energy sector. Obviously, we do know that Canada already produces the most environmentally responsive and ethically sourced oil and gas in the world. We know that if we're not filling the demands of the world, that they're going to be filled by countries like Russia and Saudi Arabia and Venezuela, countries that have far worse human rights records, far worse environmental records than Canada. I believe that Canada could lead the world in terms of cleaner technologies, such as liquid natural gas and different products like that. I'm concerned about where the Prime Minister and the language that the Prime Minister has used, but I'm going to continue to fight to advance Canada's place in the world as a supplier of the best and most ethically sourced oil and gas in the world.
And in addition to going on about that, of course, with the session of Parliament that just started earlier this week, what, I guess, kind of could be some of your other, I guess, priorities going forward down there in Ottawa?
Well, I think there's going to be a number of things, including defending some of the attack that we've seen not only on the energy sector, but now on the agricultural sector as well. Obviously, farmers have struggled through what has been one of the most difficult series of years over the last number of decades here in the Peace Country. And so I will continue to advocate on behalf of farmers, not only to address the support programs that exist and are clearly not working, but also addressing the issues of transportation and getting our commodities to market at a time when the world desperately wants Canadian agricultural products. And so obviously there's been challenges in terms of some of those things, and there's been concerns about the federal government's continued cost escalation through carbon taxes and a number of other things on fertilizer and transportation costs and fuel for things like grain drying. So I'll continue to advocate on behalf of our agricultural sector. But really, broadly, there are concerns that I'm hearing from Peace Country residents with regards to the government making life more expensive and unaffordable. And so I'll continue to fight measures that have made things more difficult for Canadian families and Peace Country families. And certainly, we'll be bringing those strong voices to Parliament and hopefully breaking through to a government that has been unresponsive up until now about these concerns.
So look forward to seeing what your work that you do down there. Chris Warkentin, the Member of Parliament for Grand Prairie-Mackenzie, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much.